1649, St. George's Hill. A ragged band they call the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder, they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the law. Clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed, peace, rich or poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. Still we are free men, but we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now.
Welcome to the Grand River Radical Radio on 100.3 Sound FM, Waterloo, Ontario. Host Dan Keller in studio with you this morning, Thursday, the 6th of October 2011. Election day here in Ontario. So, if you're represented by one of those parties, or you think you're going to get something done by strategic voting, get out there to the polls. If not, just get out there to the streets. Occupy everything. And I mean that in the nicest way, recognizing that, of course, we are already occupying everything. And by we, I'm talking about this here country. That's all right. We just need to... it's not all right. That's the silly thing to say. We need to make sure to acknowledge that and work to include that in our everyday. Take that as you will. But this is the Haldimand Tract, Six Nations land, land of the Haudenosaunee. All right. Oh, and yeah, right. And of course, we'll work. We'll work to keep the Grand River watershed protected against industrial developers like the Moncton Megacore and the folks from the Boston Potato Group. Gonna kick a whole bunch of songs today. We got Emily from the Tra-La-Las and the Grand River Media Collective joining us in studio soon. Promise. Gonna have whole new tracks from the Tra-La-Las. Tra-La-Las have a show this weekend, Friday, October 7th, 2011. That is this weekend. Queen Street Commons, 43 Queen Street South, Kitchener. Pay what you can, 7 p.m. It's the Tra-La-Las Fight the Tide EP release show with the Urban Monks and Organic Groove. You can check out the Tra-La-Las on thetralalas.com. They're also on CBC Radio 3 and MySpace and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Some goings on in the soon upcoming here in Kitchener. Waterloo. We have, let's go in order. So the Tra-La-La show, I guess that's after the A Day Against the War, A Day Denouncing War, Friday, October 7th. It's the 10-year commemoration of the invasion of Afghanistan. 10 years ago, on Friday, they invaded Afghanistan in their apparent hunt for bin Laden and al-Qaeda and to root out the Taliban. And I guess we have total victory because we're still there 10 years later, right? And we're doing good. War is never going to bring about peace. If it was, it would have happened by now. Just saying. That's all. Just saying. So 8:30 a.m. There's a noise demonstration. 8:30 to 9:30. We'll try to get some either a live update of that noise demo. It's at the corner of Lancaster and Victoria. Corner of Lancaster and Victoria tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 9:30. And it's a noise demonstration. From noon to 1 o'clock, join us for for information distribution at Kitchener City Hall and Waterloo Town Square. Then at 12:30 to 1 o'clock, there's an interfaith prayer at Kitchener City Hall. And from 5 to 6:30, there's a rally and a march for peace at Waterloo Town Square. Reject imperialism, denounce Islamophobia, and gather in peace. It's, again, Friday, October 7th, a day denouncing war. Some of the signs we have up here that were dropped off looks like by the Canadian Peace Alliance. Islam is not the enemy. War is not the answer. Peace and prosperity, not war and austerity. Redirect military spending for healthcare, education, housing, good jobs, environmental programs. Later on Friday, October 7th, as I already said, the Tra-La-Las, Fight the Tide EP release show. And we got next week, there's a few things going on. Tonight, DOA at the Chainsaw. Then next week, we have at 6 o'clock a public info session about the G20 legal circus, hosted by Kitchener-Waterloo Community Support post G20. And it's an update on what's going on in Canada. Around the criminalization of dissent, and as well as an update on the court cases that have been affecting many local residents around the G20 court case. Many of them were, of course, arrested for thought crimes before the Saturday protesting even happened, the protesting they're being blamed for, even though they weren't there. And finally, next Tuesday at 7 o'clock is a rally for refugees at Kitchener Civic Square, City Hall. Sorry, I guess I didn't say where the info session is. That's at Queen Street Commons as well. So the Tra-La-La shows at the Queen Street Commons on Friday. On Tuesday, we got the G20 Legal Circus public information session. And then later on Tuesday, is the Rally for Refugees, Kitchener Civic Square at 7 p.m. And that's a brought forward by the Mennonite Coalition for Refugee Support. And, I'm going to kick it over to some music in a very short few seconds. That is as soon as I get it onto my computer. And it is very exciting music. Very exciting music indeed. And we got Emily Ruth here from the Tra-La-Las. Tell us why it is exciting music indeed.
Hi,
Em.
Hi.
I guess also from the Grand River Media Collective.
Yes.
And Grrr.
Grrr.
Grand River Radical Radio, which you're listening to right now.
Well, what were you going to play?
Well, I have to download it first.
Okay.
So it's just...
That's why we're talking about it?
Yeah, that's why we're talking about it first.
Just listening to it?
Yeah, because it takes a couple seconds. Although we do have, it seems like we have blazing fast internet and a good connection to our studio.
That's great.
One never knows. How are you doing this early in the morning?
Well, it's not that early anymore, but it was when we woke up.
Well, it's still 9 o'clock.
Yeah. I should be eating breakfast right now instead.
Well, breakfast is for after. Domingo will come in and cheer you up a little more at about 8 or 9:50 before his show at 10, and then walk home with Dingo Doggy here listen to the great tunes from Dominican Culture Radio, hosted by Domingo, starting at 10 on Sound FM. But yeah, Tralalas, talk about them.
Well, as Dan already mentioned, we are playing tomorrow night our EP release show, which has 6 songs that we've all fancied up and gotten produced. One of them is from the old album. Sorry, Dingo keeps getting on the couch, and he's all dirty, so he shouldn't be on the couch. We've got those 6 songs. They range from super sweet to Rage Against the Police. I think, do you have them? Can you play one yet?
Yeah, they're almost done. What should we start with? Should we start with some super sweet?
Yes.
Or start with some Rage Against the Police, as you say?
I would say the sweet. I haven't actually heard any of these final mixes yet.
Ooh, well, I listened to a couple last night, and they are fantastic. Producer down in Hamilton.
David Projitka, I think. Just David P. From Transverbal Productions.
A great, great, great person. Love sent out to him and all of his friends today as they battle the legal system. All right, we got all of them downloaded. What do we start with then today here on
Mother Earth?
Mother Earth, you say? All
right. I say so, yes.
Well, this is Mother Earth from the Tralala's new EP, Fight the Tide. You can check him out on Friday at Queen Street Commons.
Rainbows. Your animals and lands are like rainbows. Tra-la-la-la-la. Mother Earth, you are bountiful, beautiful. Mother Earth, you are colorful, magical. Mother Earth, you are everything everywhere. Mother Earth, you are everything everywhere. Mother Earth, all you give to me. Mother Earth, all you give to me. Mother Earth, how you give to me.
Oh, that was very sweet. You're right. That was Mother Earth from the Tralala's new Fight the Tide EP. Why don't you talk about that song a little bit on this beautiful morning?
Well, Janis kind of wrote that song more as a joke, I think, because it was just kind of really sweet and cute and like sort of a one-off thing that maybe we'd perform. But we really liked it. It was it's really catchy and it promotes the earth and earthiness and loving the planet and good food and all those sorts of lovely things that get packaged together. So Laura and I insisted that we keep singing it, and we kept working on it, and we added the choruses and we added a bunch of other stuff in the ending and turned it into a neat little song. And I like the way the little giggles were left at the end. I think that's an important part of our album.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, it's, you see it on the stage as well, the same very smiley, giggly attitude, and people can check it out this Friday.
Yes.
Now, who else is in the band?
Well, there's me, and then there's Janice Lee,
mm-hmm.
and Laura Ashfield, and we have a newly added drummer, Adam Lewis, who is very punk rock.
And he'll be at the show Friday as well.
Playing, he sure will be.
Playing on the old drums. So a chance to check out the a new lineup of the Tralalas, I guess, a few months now.
Yeah, we've had a couple shows. We played a whole bunch a couple weekends ago with Adam and testing it out with the drums.
Right on. Well, let's kick it to another song from your new EP. What should we play?
Sun Hello.
Sun Hello. What a great song for this sunny, sunny day.
Yeah, I heard of someone put on Facebook that they got a sunburn yesterday, or in October in general. Mm-hmm. It was pretty sunny out yesterday. I was sitting on a patio drinking a beer.
Ooh. And, well, that person experienced a little bit of a sun hello, I suppose.
That's what the song's about, Dan.
That's awesome.
His reddened skin, is that a sunburn? I asked concerned. No, this is my son. Hello. And despite my very strong conviction about skin damage and sun protection, I laughed and thought, good answer. And after, sun's rays waving down at him all day long. Sun, hello, what do you know? He said a sun, hello, sun, hello, what do you know? He said a showing off his reddened skin. Is that a sunburn? I asked concerned. No, this is my son. Hello.
All right, this is Grand River Radical Radio on 100.3 Sound FM. We're in studio with Emily Ruth of the Tra-La-Las and the Grand River Media Collective. We're talking about the band, talking about the EP, the new EP, Fight the Tide, coming out, released this Friday at Cafe Queen Street Commons. All right. This is also not only a morning critical radical news show. Well, that's what it is. So we could always talk about a little news. What we did play, I played earlier this week, but I don't know if it actually went on the air, was a whole bunch of stuff from the Occupy Wall Street movement. Because we've been paying attention to that, obviously, and last night again it got busted up by some cops. Police came in and started pepper spraying people, I guess, that were blockading some entrances to buildings, doing what they will. And we'll probably get to that in just a little second. I'm just going to play one more tune from the Tra-La-La's New Fight the Tide EP.
If you're going to talk about police, ooh, I think that's a good time to play Policeman.
Cool.
Just a little thinking I'm doing here this morning.
Can I send this song out because I said I would?
Sure. If you add my love too.
Okay. Well, my love and the love of Emily Ruth is going to Leah Henderson in court today, and a song going out to her. It's Policeman by the Tra-La-La's.
Well, I say you don't care for my neck or anyone who disagrees with the state. I thought that we should question democracy if we even believe that it exists in this country. Policemen, get off my back, oh, why are you watching me all the time? Policemen, stop your power trippin', 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 trippin'. Policemen, get off my back, oh, why are you watching me all the time? Policemen, stop your power trippin', 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 trippin'. To take to the streets, to take a stand, stand up and speak. That's my right hand, it's not criminal. How about you start protecting me with the no more guns, no truncheons, instead of shielding corporate aristocracy? Policemen, get off my back, oh, why are you watching me all the time? Policemen, stop your power trippin', 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 trippin'. Policemen, get off my back, oh, why are you watching me all the time? Policemen, stop your power trippin', 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 trippin'. A police state is where I live, no matter what you might think. Any dissent and you get arrested. A police state is where I live. No matter what you may not know. Any dissent and you get arrested. You have the right to remain silent.
Welcome back to Grand River Radical Radio. I'm going to cut into some Occupy Wall Street discussion and the broader discussion on Occupy or Occupy Toronto and the as most people will recognize, of course, we're already occupying Toronto and we should be recognizing that maybe we should try decolonizing Toronto instead of occupying it. Same with Vancouver, Guelph, whatever. Saying that, stuff that's going on in New York is pretty interesting. It's getting a lot of people on the streets. People are joining this movement, and they're getting trying to get the message out in the face of a ridiculous media atmosphere. To show kind of that ridiculous media atmosphere, there's a clip here that was on the Observer, observer.com. And it is Occupy Wall Street activist slams Fox News producer in on-aired interview. Basically, Fox News has had no coverage of this national event on their front page stories, which is hard to imagine for a network that was so gung-ho about the Tea Party. Red Eye's Bill Schultz. And that's a Fox News program, I believe. Not the Vancouver Radio Collective's Red Eye. Went out to try to prank the protesters. Bill O'Reilly sent a producer minion out with the same mission, to belittle OWS's cause by cutting up interviews to make people sound stupid. Well, here's an interview that Fox News filmed but doesn't want you to see. The segment was shot on Wednesday for Greta Van Susteren's show.
Jesse.
Though it looks like the same producer from the O'Reilly segment questioning Michael Moore's anti-capitalist agenda. Though the decision was made to leave it on the cutting room floor, the reason should be become pretty obvious pretty quickly. The speaker giving the Fox News the business is Jesse LaGreca, a vocal member of the Occupy Wall Street protests. The video comes courtesy of Kyle Christopher from OccupyWallStreet.org's media team. You can check out everything that's going in, including the... I heard the media team was again arrested last night. But there should be, even if they're not out, there'd be a new media team, I would think, by now. There's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people in New York to fill those spots. No news organization is under obligation to air every interview they filmed, especially when it makes them look bad, but you'd think that a fair and balanced network that goes ahead and tells an interviewee that they're here to give them fair coverage to get any message they'd like to get out would try to include at least a couple of opposing viewpoints to Mr. Schultz's smarmy jokes or O'Reilly's infiltration of the camp. And the Observer puts the ball back in Fox's court. I don't even know why you bother, just exclude Fox, but very good comments coming out of the Occupy Wall Street.
So, Ray, your partner here, colleague,
comrade,
she got, seen the protests in Greece and Europe elsewhere. Did you guys take your cue from that? Are you hoping to incite, certainly what was a lot of attention, if not police activity? I know over the weekend there was over 100 arrests, and you guys got things fired up. Are you taking your cues from the international movement in... How do you want to see this? If you could have it in a perfect way, how would it be?
Well, I don't know. It's really difficult to kind of answer questions leading to those conclusions. I'd say that we didn't take our cue off of anybody, really. It became a more spontaneous movement. As far as seeing this end, I wouldn't like to see it end. I think I'd like to see the conversation continue. This is what we should have been talking about after 2008 when the economy collapsed. We basically patched a hole on the tire and said, yeah, let the car keep rolling. Unfortunately, it's fun to talk to the propaganda machine in the media, especially conservative leading networks such as yourself, because we find that we can't get conversations on the Department of Justice's ongoing investigation of News Corporation, for which you are an employee, but we can certainly ask questions like, why are the poor engaging in class warfare? Now, after 30 years of having our living standards decrease while the wealthiest 1% have had it better than ever, I think it's time for maybe, I don't know, some participation in our democracy that isn't funded by news cameras and gentlemen such as yourself.
Okay, but let me give you this challenge, Jesse.
Sure.
We're here giving you an opportunity on the record with Credit Ancestry to put any message you want out there, give you fair coverage, and I'm not going to in any way
advise
about it. So there is an exception to the case because you wouldn't be able to get your message out without us, yes?
No, certainly. I mean, take for instance when Glenn Beck was doing his protest and he called the president a person who hates white people and white culture. That was a low moment in America's history, and you guys kind of had a big part in it. So I'm glad to see you coming around and kind of paying attention with the other 99% of Americans are paying attention to, as opposed to the far-right fringe who would love to just destroy the middle class entirely.
All right, fair enough. You have a voice and an important reason to criticize myself, my company, and anyone else. But let me ask you this. In fairness, does this administration or President Obama have any criticism as to the financial situation of countries in there?
I think myself, as well as many other people, would like to see a little bit more economic justice or social justice, Jesus stuff, as far as feeding the poor, health care for the sick. You know, I find it really entertaining that people like to hold the Bill of Rights up while they're screaming at gay soldiers, but they just can't wrap their heads around the idea that a for-profit health care system doesn't work. So let's just look at it like this. If we want the president to do more, let's talk to him on a level that actually reaches people, instead of asking for his birth certificate and wasting time with total nonsense like cilantro.
Some very good points by the OWS movement member there down in New York. And of course, Fox didn't air that broadcast, but I believe it is well listened to. Few problems, of course, stemming from the Occupy Wall Street movement. There was a critique yesterday on Democracy Now! By the editor of Color Lines, and saying how, you know, this is a movement that is not engaging with the already existing grassroots. It's not putting the people that are most affected by these, by the economic situation and the imperial colonial situation at the forefront. And that has been a critique of activists in Toronto and Ontario with this Occupy Toronto movement, Occupy Bay Street. And it's a great concept, but without the recognition of the fact that it's already occupied land, that the state of Canada is sitting on occupied land, and in many cases without proper, authority is not the right word, without being allowed to, without after breaking an agreement, they've set up a shop. And that's something we have to engage in all of our, or acknowledge in all of our social justice movements, I believe, something we have to put at the forefront of them, and it's something that was worked forward all through the 2010, the No 2010 campaigns around the Olympics, something pushed forward at the start of organizing around the G20, and something that's it doesn't matter, you know, even if the other 99, as the OWS people in the Occupy Bay Street are calling themselves, we still have to bring in a decolonial analysis on our movement and a critique through that. If we want real justice, not just justice for, you know, the other 99% of settlers or the other 99% of white people, like that's not justice for all. And there's some a few critiques. There's a really good piece on rabble.ca called No Canada. It was posted October 4th by Alaya Ahmed in Toronto, perhaps. Trying to figure out. That's all right if I can't do that. It's a good piece talking about the same thing. There's some quick little points. Been following Mike Barber's Facebook blog, Decolonize the 99%, one of the pictures he has, Decolonize Wall Street. He has a quote from Lorenzo Comboa Irving: any movement that does not deal with its own internal racism will end up practicing racism and seeking to justify it. It is not for white radicals to call themselves anti-racist, allies of people of color, anarchists, communists, or socialists, and then think that they or their organizations are immune from internal racism. If they accuse blacks, POC, indigenous peoples who complain about it of lying, exaggeration, or making the whole thing up, they just confirm that they are not only a racist movement, but also united with the white power structure. Mike Barber, in other words, if you think pointing out implicit white supremacy is what's causing divisions rather than the implicit white supremacy itself, you're doing it wrong. And it's a very, very, very good point. And on October 15th, when there's a Occupy Bay Street, let's turn it into a decolonized Canada movement. Same in Coast Salish territories where Vancouver has illegally occupied. It's Occupy the Art Gallery is the call out, and Occupy Vancouver. But you know, decolonize Canada. Let's bring justice, and you know, decolonize it. It doesn't mean going home, everyone. We don't have to go back to, you know, where we came from or whatever. It means respecting the land that we're on, and the agreements we made to be able to set up shop on this land, and to stop destroying it. I would also add. Enough talking, time for another tune. Tra-la-la's gonna play Last Leaf on this beginning of a fall day. Yeah, let's play Last Leaf here on Grand River Radical Radio. Tra-la-la's CD release show, Fight the Tide EP, this Friday, Queen Street Commons, 43 Queen Street South, Waterloo. Pay what you can. 7 o'clock. Be there and have fun. It's with the Urban Monks and Organic Groove, so it should be a really good show. This is Last Leaf off Fight the Tide. Thank you. All right, we're back with Emily Ruth of the Tra-La-Las. Last Leaf was a very, very nice song. One of those sweet songs that you folks enjoy playing. As you said, you could check out the Tra-La-Las on Friday.
Yeah, you can check us out tomorrow night at Queen Street Commons. 7:30 is when the music starts, so the Urban Monks opening. And then Organic Groove will be djembeing it up afterwards.
Sure. Now, we've been chatting, I've been presenting some info on the Occupy Wall Street and the so-called Occupy movements that are going on around the country, around North America. One thing we got to was the troubling prospects of occupying, say, Toronto or Canada or Newfoundland and calling social justice, social justice groups, people, folks, and of course just like all the people that are being mobilized because of global austerity and the bull crap conditions that our government's putting us under. Calling for Occupy Canada, it's called for.
I don't know if they know this, but Canada's already occupied.
Right.
There's an Occupy Newfoundland Facebook group, and she's like, well, that's occupied too. Like, maybe go down to your parliament buildings and occupy those and kick out the few people that you don't like. But so otherwise, it's still a whole bunch of just, like, people living their lives.
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, it is Occupy Wall Street, so a very specific... specific area of Manhattan.
Yeah.
The student occupations in New York, sorry, in San Francisco, not in San Francisco.
California.
In California last year. They were calling for occupy everything, demand nothing. They were talking about occupying buildings.
Yeah, but they have, even though it's a very broad statement, they don't mean just like hang out in your house and pretend you're occupying it. Like, there's still an intent of like, okay, when we say occupy everything, we mean like maybe every school building or something. There's still a purpose behind it. But when people say Occupy Canada, I haven't heard anything coming out of it that's like certain specific demands, kind of. Even though you're not demanding anything, there's got to be some purpose behind it.
Well, I think the purpose is people need to come together to create an alternate economy, and hopefully any demands that do come forth come out of a democratically decided upon or the structure that they bring their demands about is somewhat democratic. I'd assume it would be anti-austerity, pro-continuation of our ecological conditions, very broadly. same thing in Greece when they're occupying, the occupations of government buildings, of news, of television stations, of radio stations, of libraries, of schools. In Wisconsin, the occupation of, Emily just brought up, the legislature, the state legislature, go down and occupy buildings that actually will make a difference, will make it difficult for people to carry on status quo, and that it'll make it obvious that you're there. Occupy Waterloo Park, maybe not as visible as Occupy Waterloo Town Square, or occupy that awesome regional building with the nice, glass roof. Just as, not as counseling, just as examples of, things to occupy instead of just calling, like, if I hear anyone like Occupy Kitchener, I'm gonna consider a lot of my work a failure for the last while if we're still trying to occupy Kitchener. We're occupied. We're occupying right now this Haldeman tract. Anyways, that's I guess that about wraps it up on Occupy Wall Street, and hopefully we just shift it to a decolonized Canada movement if we're going to call it something broad. Decolonize Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Decolonize Kitchener.
That still involves getting out the people that we don't like.
Right.
But there's other theories behind, like, what does that actually mean?
Right, yeah, like, yeah, because Occupy is one thing, but as we're seeing, you know, the folks in Occupy Kansas City, there's two different sites that are around Occupy Kansas City that are talking about how we need to team up with everybody, including Nazis and white supremacists. And I think one of the good quotes I saw around that is if the other 99% includes Nazis and white supremacists, then we need to, I think maybe we should go for maybe the other 95% or the other 90% or something. We need to pare it down and get rid of the people that have the colonial attitude, the supremacist attitude, the attitude that allowed things to get to the state that they're at right now. Another song from the Tra-La-La's new EP, Fight the Tide. This one is...
Letters.
All right.
The song that makes me cry.
Letters from the Tra-La-La's.
Not everything can go on. We hold on for so long. Stay close.
That's such a nice song. That was Letters by the Tra-La-Las.
Yeah, it was.
Are we going to hear that at the show on Friday?
I would assume so. I think we'll be playing all of the stuff from the album, but maybe not. We haven't really talked about it yet.
Cool. And people can pick up the album down at the...
Yeah, we'll have it. Well, obviously we'll be selling them there. And then if someone can't make it to the show, they can either just grab one from one of the band members, or hopefully we'll have CDs for sale at Seven Shores, Rare Funk, and Silver Spoon. So there'll be different outlets you can go to.
Right on. Well, let's talk about the Grand River Radical Radio for a little while. Maybe give listeners a little... Well, I mean, I think people may get what's going on at this show. We want to highlight local music, and news. Local news when it's available, I guess it's always available. News that affects our locality. There we go. Whether it's happening here regionally, provincially, federally, or around the world, things are interconnected, so we gotta look at it. And we have a daily slot, obviously. We're trying to get in here 5 days a week, 8 to 10. It's kind of early, and everyone in the Grand River Media Collective, no one seems to be able to get to the station this early, because it's really early, and we all work really hard all day, every day, and deep into the night. And we're working on some auto-programming, so there's some exciting things coming forward. If people, if listeners have any suggestions on what we should be playing, any podcasts, any daily news sources, hoping to get a quick, easy feed of Democracy Now. Maybe that will start our show each day, or be the first part of the show each day. And yeah, we're gonna kick it to one last song. Not one last song, one more song from the Tra-La-Las. This one is the final song from their EP, Fight the Tide. Multilingual song. This one is Penelope. Em, you want to talk about Penelope real quick? It's just an interesting song.
It's about the myth of Odysseus, and because the various languages we speak are from countries that are surrounded by water, it was fitting that those were the languages, or that are very heavily influenced by it. The Netherlands likes to take the water and make it into land, because they have magical powers. So I guess that's one of the reasons why we decided to sing in different languages.
Awesome. All right, well, I guess I'll just get to the song then, and we'll be back here on Grand River Radical Radio very soon. Thank you. Well, you've heard all of the Fight the Tide EP here on Grand River Radical Radio. I'm sure you'll hear it again in the next weeks and months upcoming, as I think a few of our programmers will enjoy it.
Yes. I hope so.
And I hope our listeners have been enjoying it. I'll be playing it more. I'll also be playing it on different songs, or some of those songs on AWOL Radio, no doubt. One more time, the Tralalas are playing at the Queen Street Commons Friday, October 7th, 2011. That's this Friday. Tralalas Fight the Tide EP release show with the Urban Monks and Organic Groove. Pay what you can, 7 p.m., music 7:30 or so. Delicious food at Queen Street Commons. It's a nice place.
Yep, that's all correct.
Tonight, DOA. Next week, lots of stuff. We'll update you. Keep your schedule available. I guess it's voting day today.
Mm-hmm. Election day.
Election day. So I guess
you should vote if you want to do that.
You should vote.
But don't not vote because you're lazy. If you're not going to vote, make sure you have a good reason to do it.
Yeah, that's a...
Like, I was tempted to not vote today.
Oh, yeah?
Because... that's not the only thing democracy is about. And I am also involved in municipal politics in other ways. And I think that's very important. But I realized that there is someone in this town I support. Isabel is very nice.
So even if she doesn't support you or doesn't come out and support everything you're about, you can still support her because she seems like a good person?
Yeah. And I can probably knock on her door and be like, don't forget about the environment.
Right.
Which I don't think she would. But, I mean, as much as anyone could, so.
Well, it's incredible how much people can forget about the environment.
It's true. Or blatantly ignore it when they...
Yeah, on so many different parts of it. Like, I mean, the conservatives are going to try to destroy the alternative energy sector. They say they want to create jobs. And they're going to do that through more nuclear plants.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
No, because apparently $40 billion, the cost of McGuinty's last nuclear plan, apparently that's going to be less than than building, than like subsidizing solar panels for people somehow. That it's complete horse manure, and I'm happy that at least some of the political parties are against coal and against nuclear, going against some of the former environmental folks from the 70s that now think nuclear is one of our only chances to actually survive. And it's like, well, talk to the fish around Fukushima on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Well, actually, you can probably talk to them now because they're like half fish, half human. It's great stuff walking out of the water in Fukushima and swimming right across the... Anyways. That's not the answer. I think the answer is efficiency and maybe subsidizing solar panels on everybody's roof. So we have local power sources, local power supply, and local control over ourselves. Isn't that the whole point in democracy? Like, to have control over your life? And if this style of democracy isn't doing it, let's find another one. Or maybe call it something else. Maybe go back in time and look at consensus-based organizational structures and other such fun things. All right, I got nothing else for you. So I guess the message of the day is go out to vote if you want to. Don't if you don't.
No.
Wait, no.
Either way, be informed and make sure you're choosing and not just being lazy.
That's a much better message of the day. Thanks for paying attention. The phone ringing got me off my game a little bit there.
You should go off the air.
Go off the air and
play a song
and maybe
answer it.
Play a song and answer it. All right, we're going to kick it over. Domingo's in studio. He's about to take over at 10 o'clock. Here on Sound FM 100.3 CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. This has been Dan Keller in studio with Emily Ruth of Grand River Radical Radio and the Tra-La-Las. Don't forget tomorrow morning to be out at the corner of Lancaster and Victoria for a noise demonstration. The 10-year... We're looking at 10 years since the invasion of Afghanistan. That's 10 years of war, 10 years of occupation, 10 more years of imperialism in another country that certainly is not ours. Certainly is not ours. And a war against some of the last tribal and traditionally governed areas on the planet. So tomorrow morning, corner of Lancaster and Victoria, 8:30 to 9:30, big noise demonstration. Then there is a information distribution in the afternoon in Waterloo Town Square and Kitchener City Hall, followed by an interfaith prayer at Kitchener City Hall at 12:30, and then a rally and march for peace at in Waterloo Town Square at 5 o'clock. Resist imperialism, denounce Islamophobia, gather in peace, Friday, October 7th.